Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported non-commercial radio. That was Rip Shark, a couple of tracks from their release, Ripped Off, from Detroit, Michigan. Self-released, you can find that on the internet, on Bandcamp and other places probably. We heard All the Same, that track there, and before that, Manifest Destiny. Before that, we heard three tracks from the band Labor Day Weekend. We heard their single, Dr. Ska Love. And then before that, we had a little bit of issue with Red Light. That kind of ended early, but that's okay. We squeezed in another track for you, and before that was the track College. And both bands will be playing the Motor City Gems Indie Rock Record Party tomorrow night at the Ghost Light in Hamtramck in conjunction with the Planet Ant Theater. $5 donation gets you in to see three great bands, two of which you just heard, of course, Labor Day Weekend and Rip Shark, and also the Dirty News that are coming up in just a moment. We will have the Motor City Gems Indie Rock compilation for sale for $14, and we will also be giving away a copy of that as well. We'll have a 50-50 raffle and giveaways of WHFR goodies, so it's going to be a fun evening. We want you to come out. Come and see us, hang out, say hi to me if you run into me. You know who I am. Well, even if you don't, just ask somebody else. You're bound to find somebody that knows the culprit, so to speak. Anyway, what I'm going to do right now is play a rebroadcast of a performance that was done here right in Studio J, the normal time at 5 o'clock. I told you we didn't have a live band today because Kenny Hill had to bow out due to unforeseen circumstances. Not only the live performance today, but the show tomorrow, but Rip Shark will be playing in their place, so all is not lost at all. And again, this is from November 1st of last year, a live performance from the Dirty News. So disregard any mention of upcoming shows, of course, because they've already happened. But other than that, the music is still good, and you will see them tomorrow night at the show. So without further ado, for the next hour, kick back and listen to the Dirty News. All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. A little bit, few minutes late, but it is time. It is after 5 o'clock. We have a live performance ready for you. Today we have the band Dirty News. Can you hear me, gentlemen?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Hello.
All right, it sounds like we're good to go. Let's get started.
This first song's off our latest, or our last EP. It's called Winter Blues.
I want to be where the truth got through. Oh yeah, baby, far away from you. I want to see where the light is due. Gonna buy yourself feeling, feeling the winds of blue. Oh. Up and walk around, do what's good for you. You're never gonna find what's good for true. Sit around by yourself, the world's there for you.
Oh, now, where the battle goes. Hey, yeah, now, alone.
yeah, baby, far away from you. I want me with my shoes. Your mind's filthy legs, you have to be.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Excellent way to start it, gentlemen.
Figured out we'd start it off with a face melter.
Yes, that's get their attention, make them want more. Winter Blues, yeah, that's not too far away, is it?
Nope.
Oh, I don't want to think about it, but welcome back.
Thank you. We're real happy to be back.
Yeah, it wasn't too long ago. Was it like springtime?
Yeah, I think it was. I mean, it's not quite a year,
second,
maybe.
Second, third week of May, something
May,
like
yeah.
that.
Okay. Yeah, time flies. This year's almost over with. So is this decade. All right. So, if you don't mind, for people that are just listening to you for the first time, don't know you that well, if you want to go and introduce yourselves, go around the room.
Hey, my name is Miles Drew, and I'm the drummer.
I'm Alex. I play guitar.
I'm Trevor. I play guitar and synthesizer.
I'm Justin Arnett. I play big guitar and bass synthesizer.
Okay, I'm going to have to write those down. I never get them all straight. Miles, Alex, what was the last?
Trevor and Justin.
Trevor and Justin, thank you. I tell you, brain isn't what it used to be. I got too many people to memorize their names. Somebody different every week almost.
I'm already forgetting.
Yeah, you have to remind yourselves too. Who are you again? Oh, yeah, that's right. You play drums. All right. So how long you guys been together again?
We started in 2016.
Okay.
Just, you know, kind of wanting to play some music, get out there. You know, got to live it up for the rock and roll. Trying to bring it to the masses.
Okay. So it's been a couple of years. All right. And how many releases do you have?
We just have the one right now.
Second one's coming real soon, probably next month.
Yeah. Okay.
We're looking at doing, we have a live album we're going to be releasing next month.
Okay, and how's that going to be available as far as just digital or physical? Or?
It can be available physically, but it is mostly going to be available digitally.
At least initially.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I mean, if you really want a physical copy, just contact the band and we'll send you a burned CD.
DIY, huh? Yep. Okay. That's cool. All right, why don't we keep it going? Super Hang On.
Yep, we're going to play Super Hang On.
All right.
What they told me not to try, I'm glad I ignored their advice. Old friend is behind the wheel, icy and blue in the rear view. Stand here.
roll back 10 years. Well, we're standing here. I roll back 10 years. The past is all.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Dirty News. So, where did that name come from?
The Dirty News?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not really sure. I think it was just back around like 2012, 2013.
Well, Justin made it, or Justin and Tim did anyways.
Yeah.
Friend of ours.
He's a friend of mine, ours, and we just kind of came up with it as a band name when him and I were living together. Back in college.
Okay, so you didn't actually have the band at the time you came up with the name? Or?
No, I kind of always am just trying to think up of goofy names or band names or song names or just titles in general.
Yeah, I think it's a good choice. I mean, it elicits something out of you when you think of the words, but it's not anything too...
You know, it's funny because it's kind of... it kind of fit... right when we were coming together, and it's kind of stuck really well.
The news is only getting dirtier.
Yeah, it really is.
No doubt.
Ah, so this is Tales from on the Road you're talking about now.
Well, I mean...
It's turned into that, I guess. Yeah. Whether we wanted it to or not.
Yeah, I'm sure you got some stories. Probably things we can't do over the air, but...
So this next one, it's again from our first EP. It's called Old Crow. And then we're going to bring you a new one, and it'll be called Midnight Snack.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, live from Studio J. Yeah, a little bit of a... You might keep going? Go for it. From Studio J with Dirty News. All right. So that's a brand new one?
Yep, that's brand spanking new.
Midnight Snack, huh?
Yep.
Okay, and then the other one, Old Crow, had kind of a Middle Eastern feel to it.
Really?
Yeah. That
heard
sound?
Rubber?
I can hear the first riff and maybe a little Middle
Eastern.
I always
kind of thought that too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what it kind of reminded me of? I don't know if you guys are familiar with the band Blue Oyster Cult.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Had kind of a Blue Oyster Cult flavor. It almost sounds like something they might have done back in the day.
Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
Yeah, I'm always a fan of those guys, definitely. They were ahead of their time.
Didn't they play Godzilla?
Yeah.
That was God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm more into their earlier stuff, the stuff before they became really popular.
Oh, right on.
If you ever get a chance to check out like their first four or five albums, really leading up to Don't Fear the Reaper is their best stuff.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, yeah, you'll get it more like when you think about Old Crow and then you hear the earlier stuff, you're like,
Right on. I'll
take your word for it.
Yeah, yeah. I'll check that out.
Okay, good stuff. Again, Dirty News live here at the station, WHFR, broadcasting live from Henry Ford College in Dearborn, Michigan. This is what we do every Thursdays from 5 to 6 p.m. We have a live show for you, so mark that on your calendars. Make sure you're around. Okay, now if I can read this correctly, it's Dead Sails?
Yes, Dead Sails.
And is this newer or older?
Middle of the road.
In between, huh?
Not really sure.
Okay, whatever.
It's not been recorded per se, but we do play it live.
Okay. So you got to come see them live. We'll talk about that a little bit. WHFR.FM, Station Making Waves.
This next song is called Need a Hand.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the band Dirty News. Need a Hand. All right, we were talking before the show. You got a pretty decent show, big show coming up soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be at the Cadu Cafe next Saturday. It starts at 10 o'clock. We'll be playing first.
Yep, out there playing for all the Marines on their birthday.
Okay. So just to clarify, it's not this Saturday, it's the following
one. Or the following Saturday.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, it's a pretty cool place that's on the Far East Side, but it's been there a very long time. They're noted for their mussels, too.
Yes.
And feather bowling.
Feather bowling. And the Dirty News.
I almost forgot about that feather bowling, yeah. It's the only place you can do that in this area.
Triple threat.
That's cool. All right, so is that the only one for now, the shows? Or
We got one in February. We're actually going to be playing for U of M Dearborn's Battle of the Bands.
Really?
Yep.
How does that work?
I'm not really sure. It's our first year. They reached out to us not too long ago about playing, and so we're real excited.
Oh, cool. That's my alma mater. All right. So the college itself puts on the Battle of the Bands?
I think it's put on by the radio station.
Or a student group or something like that.
Yeah, student groups, I'm not really
sure. Yeah, okay. I know they have a radio station. I mean, I won't put them down. I can't put U of M down. I'm an alumni. But I know it doesn't really broadcast anything any farther than the actual parking lot, so I was just curious about that. But it sounds like a great gig, though. hopefully you'll find out soon who you're up against, right?
Yeah, we're super stoked.
Okay, cool. I know you do well. All right. We're about at the halfway mark. We're doing well. I can't quite read this. It looks like uncle, and then...
It's actually underwater.
Underwater. Okay, yeah. There we go.
And this
that
one
makes
will
sense.
Be on the upcoming EP that we have coming out probably next month.
Yeah, okay.
Actually, the next two we're going to play are going to be Underwater and The General.
Okay.
So just for today, we're going to change it to Underwater Uncle.
Yep, Underwater Uncle.
There you go.
Description of us, you know, loading in this morning.
Ah, yes. Screaming Uncle.
Stand. There's just no way around.
desire to understand.
Studio J with Dirty News with the General.
Songs about old trains.
Old trains, okay.
Or car insurance.
Yeah, car insurance if you like.
Oh, that one, yeah. I'd like to forget about that one. They play that one too, way too often, I tell you. Okay.
I'm just getting tired of the Farmers Only.
Yeah. Well, we're moving along pretty good. We still got to squeeze in four more, so we might as well keep it going.
Right on. This next one is brand spanking new.
All right.
And it's called Turning Point.
Stuck inside you.
Live in Studio J with the Dirty News. All right. Well, we got time for a couple of more. Trying to make out what this is, the next one.
It's actually an abbreviation, so it's called Letter to the Editor.
Ah, okay. Well, got to realize I don't understand the band lingo here.
Sorry, we just made a copy of the band one.
Letter to the Editor, okay.
We're too cheap. We can't afford whole
can't
words.
Can't afford that much ink.
You pay by the letter, huh?
Yep. It's outrageous.
Sponsors only give us one ink pen per year.
Sounds like here at the station. Yep. Cool.
Like to see it's all around.
Every day we're wasting away in messages written in disguise. But who knows just where it all goes with the ones you forgot you had left behind. Nothing's new, the song is out of tune, but the church bells ringing in the air. What can I say? We'll cut him off today.
We'll erase him from never being there.
Live from Studio J with Dirty News. All right. Miles, Alex, Trevor, Justin, thanks again for coming down and playing for us.
It's always a pleasure.
All right. We'll have to have you again.
In a rad time.
Well, we decide which one we want to play. We got time for one more.
This next song is called Too Bad Joe.
All right, and then if you like what you're hearing today, check them out a week from Saturday at the Caju Cafe on the east side. You say you go on about 10?
About 10 o'clock, yeah.
Okay, sounds great. All right, ladies and gentlemen, once again, Dirty News.
We need Miles's mic on.
Okay.
For some reason, we're having a little technical drummer. Difficulties.
Drummer. There we go.
There we go.
Thank you.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Alarm clock 6 in the morning, but it's not time to get out of bed. Last night has got me miserable. Breathing fire from every breath. But I got a job in the city. Down by the planes, trains, and automobiles. Bait and switch is what they'd call it. Getting paid in half a $2 bill. When the world is coming for you,
let's do better.
When you don't know what to get you through,
let's do better.
I see it on your face and in your eyes.
Let's do better.
Stick it out, Joe, you'll do just fine.
Let's do better.
Head down that golden corridor. Chase a rabbit down the hole. The road is paved with good intentions, but those are mine and mine alone. But you got a job to do. Somebody's just gotta get paid. My head is spinning double digits. Well, one man's gain is one man's death. When the world's coming for you,
let's do better.
When you don't know what'll get you through,
let's do better.
On your face and in your eyes.
Let's do better.
Stick it out, Joe, you do just fine.
Take it away.
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported non-commercial radio featuring local and independent artists. Right now, let's check out a brand new one from Devil, actually from Dead in Five, called Devil, White Devil.
You lose your mind and you'll grind as you're fading away. broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported, non-commercial radio featuring local and independent artists.
All right, and you are listening to Live from Studio J. That kind of ended there. That's when the recording is over with. But for the most part, that was a pre-recorded live performance from The Dirty News, who will be playing tomorrow night at WHFR's Motor City Gems Indie Rock Record Party. We'll talk more about that in a little while. Anyway, let's get to the vinyl showcase, because it is 6 o'clock. That's what I normally try to do whenever possible. This one is going to be, hang on one second. Had to let out a hellacious sneeze there, but anyway, this is a release from New Fortune Records. It's a vinyl record that came out back in 2013, and this is from the High Strung. Yes, they are a band that have been around for a good 20 years, close to anyway. It features Josh Malerman. You may know him more for the Bird Box now, but that movie on Netflix. He was responsible for writing the book that was turned into that movie. But he also has a band that's been around a long time. Not just him, but Derek Burke, Stephen Palmer, and Chad Stocker, along with Allison Lako, made this record a few years ago, and they're still making records. They've got a brand new one. I don't have that here in the station, so I can't play it right now, but I'll try to rectify that as soon as possible. But anyway, the High Strung also have a song that's the theme for the introduction of the TV series Showtime's Shameless. Yes. That's actually just been renewed for its 10th season, the longest-running Showtime series, period. So